God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So we're in Leviticus, and Leviticus is one of those books that was written thousands of miles away and thousands of years ago, and you're reminded very quickly that God is not American. I love America, but God is not American. And so, consequently, we look at Leviticus, and it seems like a very strange book indeed. This is a book of the Levites, God's law for God's people. You might think of it as Leviticus, so the priestly line and what was given to them and to God's people, Israel. But there's so much that you can learn from this that can be very helpful. I recently got back home here to the ranch from revival meetings I was holding in a state out west. And one of my friends last night said, "So, hey, is it odd with COVID? What is it like out there?" And my first response was, "Well, it's pretty much the way it's always been." And then I started thinking once I got home, you know what? I wear a mask all the time, every day, to every Walmart I've ever been to, a lot of other places too, for that matter. And most of our revival services, Sunday through Sunday in this good church, it was a great meeting, but most of the services were online, which is to say we did not have a live audience. So we understand, do we not, about protocols, about COVID, about germs, about cleanliness, about hygiene. And Leviticus is largely a book that reminds you of an altered thinking. You know, I wonder sometimes if any of us will ever think the same way ever again about washing our hands or wearing a mask. I mean, are we doomed to wearing masks for the rest of our lives? I don't know. But in Leviticus, you have an altered sort of thinking, and it's God's schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. It's a way of altering our thinking, of thinking about God and His holiness and us and our propensity to sin. So this is largely about hygiene. It's think about if you and 100 of your best friends camped out in your backyard tomorrow night, and then the next night, and then the next month of nights, and then each person in your group got 100 of their closest friends, and you end up having like thousands of people camping out. Let's say you go out to the wilderness and camp out for months on end. You know, you'd want to have some protocol, would you not, about hygiene, about washing your hands, about how to behave as a group of people in a wilderness. And so there's some of that with Leviticus as well. But ultimately, there's a deeper meaning than just washing your hands and staying clean, although that is definitely part of it. I think it's instructive, though, that when God talks about things like leprosy and other contagious conditions, that it's not the physician that's called in. It is the priest, because there is a spiritual component to all this. It's not just hygiene physically that he's concerned about, God is. It's spiritual hygiene. So quickly, two basic takeaways from Leviticus that might be kind of the foundation of whatever we see in coming days. And I'm not sure exactly what that would be because we haven't read yet. But two things. Number one, God is holy, and that's very evident as you look at the book of Leviticus. Leviticus 11:45 says, "For I am the Lord that bringeth you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God." That's the purpose for which he brought them out of Egypt. He took them in a small family. He brought them out a great nation. He was incubating Abraham's family into a great nation that would bless all the nations of the earth through the Messiah that was to come. "Ye shall therefore be holy, for I am holy." Now, when we say holy, we don't mean, everyone's got a halo over their head. We just mean set apart, distinct. And of course, God is holy in the way that we think. But my point is that God is not like you. God is not like me. God is God. God is distinct. God is holy. God is singular. And in our modern society in America today, we have so trivialized so many things and so made everything so casual that sometimes we forget the gravity of who God is, what he does, and who he has made in making you and me. So many questions about worship and the way God is to be addressed and so on. Fail to remember who God is. And Leviticus is just a good balance. I thank God we can come to God as our Heavenly Father, and I pray to God at times when I'm in the, I'd be embarrassed to take any visitor in my house, and yet I'm praying to the God of the universe. And I'm glad that I can do that, but it's important that we remember that God is holy. So that's one of the takeaways from Leviticus. God is a holy God. Second takeaway is this, and that is that your conditions are contagious. you've got like three chapters in a row, at least this is what I've read the last couple of days, protocols for leprosy, hand washing and what do you call the stuff you put in your hands to keep them clean? Anyway, that stuff, and masks and so on. I don't think they had masks in the wilderness, but when it comes to leprosy and even blemishes in one's clothing or one's house, different things that might be contagious, God says this, verse 54 of chapter 14, this is the law for all manner of plague, of leprosy and scald. Doesn't that sound heartwarming? Scald, whatever that is, it doesn't sound good. To teach, this is the purpose, to teach when it is unclean and when it is clean, this is the law of leprosy. You know, in the New Testament, Paul is talking about giving, and he cites a fairly obscure Old Testament passage about feeding the ox that you use to do some of your work. And Paul says, does God care about oxen? Or does he say it for our sakes? And the answer is obviously God may care about the beast that he's created, but he's even more concerned about the people, the humans, the living souls that he's created. So God is holy. That's him. And then us, what about us? Our conditions are contagious, whether it's leprosy or an attitude. Our attitudes, our actions, they affect other people. Recently, I kind of realized, I've been really cranky recently. And I didn't know I was being cranky, and I didn't intend to be cranky, but it doesn't matter, I was cranky. Well, you know what? My kids pick up on that, and they become cranky if I'm not careful. My dog doesn't know my theology, my dog doesn't know my politics, my dog doesn't think about much of that at all. But even my dog knows my attitude, and if I'm happy, my dog's happy. If I'm down, my dog is down. Even a dog can discern one's attitude. And so your conditions are catchy. Can I just say that in your church, in your work, in your school, in your place where you spend most of your time, your conditions are catchy. Spiritually, we need to realize that God is holy and that hygiene, not just physically, but spiritually is important because what we have is contagious, whether it be good or be bad. So Leviticus, an obscure book, yes, but a book from which we can learn many lessons.